Reverend Parrish, associate ministers, members of the diaconate, members and friends, good morning. We have a number of announcements this morning, and we're going to start with Vacation Bible School. There is an insert in areas that you can assist, so please complete that and submit it to an usher. Starting next with the insert, the second insert, we are observing Women's History Month. And at the end of the month, there is going to be a Women's Day program. It's going to be held on March 31st at 2. The theme for the program, A Woman Who Fears the Lord, She Shall Be Praised, from Proverbs 31:30. There will be a guest speaker, Dr. Cheryl Price, Vice President of Teacher Training and Educational Resources, Urban Ministries Incorporated. There will be a reception following the morning worship service in the lower sanctuary. Please join us as we celebrate the women of Shiloh Baptist Church New Site. In addition, there will be a women's choir singing at that service at 2:00. So they are rehearsing on March 21st and the 28th at 7. Any interested ladies and young ladies may join the women's choir for that service on March 31st at 2. And again, this rehearsals March 21st and 28th at 7. This is also a month that has a fifth Sunday, so the mass choir will be singing in the morning of March 31st, and your rehearsals are on the 18th and the 26th. So again, in the morning, the mass choir will be singing, and in the afternoon, the women's choir will be singing for the Women's Day program. On the reverse of that announcement, we are preparing to recognize our 2019 graduates, and we're asking that the recognition form be completed by April 21st. And we are in preparation for a service which takes place in June. Time flies, so advance notice, get it done early, and everything will be ready for the program. Again, our graduates, 2019. Additional announcements in the bulletin from our Sunday school ministry, the memory verse and daily readings for next week's lessons, the deadline for the newsletter, the trustees for the month of March, and from our security ministry and our usher ministry, please take note of the pew that you are seated in. They are color-coded. There is a laminated placard by the hymnals and the offering envelopes, which tells you which direction you would exit the sanctuary in the event of an emergency. It is based on the color code of your pew. Please take note in the event of an emergency which area you would exit the sanctuary. From our Christian education ministry, the Sunday school ministry will meet today in Building 3 at 12:15 following the morning worship service. Lifeway has extended the church week of savings to our congregation, March 18 through 23rd. They're offering a 20% discount in-store only, and it applies to sale and clearance items, but not Willow Tree and Vacation Bible School. This is the Central Park location. One of several scholarships that are available. The deadline for the Virginia Jackson Scholarship is April 19. And also from the Sunday School Ministry, there will be a workshop the day before Women's Day, Saturday, March 30th at 9 to 12. And again, the speaker will be Dr. Cheryl Price. So that weekend is full weekend, and everyone is indeed invited to the workshop on Saturday and to Women's Day on Sunday. It's not just a women's weekend. Ministers, Wives, and Widows has a scholarship as well. And our missionary ministry extends a huge thanks. The women's and men's ministry in support of the missionaries collecting toiletries, a total of 65 bags of women's toiletries and 46 of men's were packaged. The bags of toiletries were given to the guests attending the Micah meal on March 1st. In addition, the missionary ministry members provided 108 dinners during the Micah meal that day. Again, thanks to all members who provided donations, volunteers, or sent prayers, which contributed to the success of the meal. On the reverse of those announcements, our sick and shut-in and those on our prayer list, always adding to that list the bereaved families of our church and community, and they are noted in the bottom right corner, our bereaved families. And again, we have several inserts in the bulletin. Please take note of all of them. We're observing Women's History Month. I believe we will have another announcement following these relative to Women's History Month in preparation for Women's Day at the end of the month and a special workshop from Sunday school the day before. So from our sister churches, Shiloh Osite is observing their Usher Ministry Annual Day Service today at 3 o'clock. And their guests will be Reverend Eric Shaw and his church from Mount Olive in Stafford. Zion Grove Baptist Church has a missionary day today at 3 o'clock, Zion Grove in Woodford. Mount Tabor has a health awareness day, March 16 at 11. There will be an annual Women's Day program, March 17 at Mount Onai Baptist Church, and that's at during the 11 o'clock service. Macedonia Baptist Church has an Usher Day service, March 17 at 3. Mount Olive in Stafford, Deacons, Deaconess, and Trustees Day, March 17 at 3. And Emmanuel AME Church on Chatham Heights Road will host Savannah State Wesleyan Gospel Choir as part of their 2019 Spring Gospel Concert Tour. They're extending an invitation to come see these energetic young adults as they share their God-given talents through song, instruments, dance, and narration. And this will, again, be March 19 at 7:30. There are actually two times. Their letter has 7:30, but their flyer has 7. So get there early? I don't know. So, okay. That's from, again, Emmanuel AME Church sponsoring Savannah State University Wesleyan Gospel Choir at 7 or 7:30 on March 19. And again, to repeat, the scholarships that we have: Walker Grant Alumni Association, the Minister's Wives and Widows, Virginia Jackson, Delta Sigma Theta, Betty J. Hunter Bazemore is a new one that has come to the church. I have to make copies, students. And the Fredericksburg Area Virginia State University Alumni Association, Florence Bailey Student Assistance Fund. So if you are entering as a freshman, please see me regarding this scholarship. Thank you for your attention, and I believe there is a women's ministry coming forth.
Good morning. In recognition of Women's History Month, I would like to present a poem, Phenomenal Woman, by Maya Angelou. Pretty women wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to fit a fashion model size. But when I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenally, fundamental woman. That's me. I walk into a room just as cool as you please. And to a man, the fellows stand or fall down on their knees. Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, it's the fire in my eyes and the flash of my teeth, the swing in my waist and the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenally fundamental woman. That's me. Men themselves have wondered what they see in me. They try so much, but they can't touch my inner mystery. When I try to show them, they say they still can't see. I say it's in the arch of my back, the sun of my smile, the ride of my breast, the grace of my style. I'm a woman, phenomenally fundamental woman. That's me. Now you understand just why my head's not bowed. I don't shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. When you see me passing, I ought to make you proud. I say, it's the click of my heels, the bend of my hair, the palm of my hand, the need for my care. 'Cause I'm a woman, fundamentally, fundamental woman. That's me.
I'm supposed to stand up behind all that. Well, let's get something straight. I'm a man. Amen. Amen. Make no doubt about it. Amen. We give God the glory. It is always good to be in the house of the Lord. And we do want to thank Sister Wilson for the reading of all the announcements. We ask that you keep these announcements in mind. They're extremely important for the ongoing ministries here at this branch of Zion. I noticed that there's been no further requests for shallow membership broadcast authorization forms. My understanding that the test was successful for about 90 members. That means we are falling short on your response. I was guilty, but I just turned in mine and my wife, so I can talk about you now. Please turn in your forms. We need to know a yay or a nay. If you don't want someone calling your house, still turn it in and say no. Okay? And just because you don't turn it in, we may just say, since you did not respond, we're going to call you anyhow. So please let Deacon Hankerson and Sister Barbara Green know what your desire is. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
The men's fellowship will convene Saturday, 9 a.m., We know we don't need to remind you, but we're going to do it anyhow. We look forward to seeing the men of Shiloh this Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We need to see you out for the fellowship. I noticed that Vacation Bible School is requesting your commitment to assist in it. please don't wait until 3 days before to commit. You know now whether or not you're able. What you need to do is commit to doing what you believe you're going to do. Don't wait till the last minute. Early preparations allows it to be a great vacation Bible school time. So there are too many qualified individuals here at this church for us to have any lacks or any wants for any of these positions here that they're asking. So I look forward to you being a part of the Vacation Bible School this year. We bless God for your presence today. We know that daylight savings time started at 2 a.m. this morning, and we see that there was no struggle on any of us to get in worship. And if I see any bowed heads while I'm preaching, I'll blame that on daylight saving time and not on the message. Amen. So we bless God for you being here and being a part of worship here today. And we give God the glory. I have a couple more announcements in the office. You're going to have to get them on next Sunday about workshops that are available whereby some of our ministers are within there as facilitators, and we need to know so we can go and support them at the various workshops that are being offered throughout the community. And we give God the glory, the honor, as well as the praise. Our brethren going to bless us once again.